Cruise FM presents The Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White.
Brought to you by Always Plumbing and Heating. Thinking about a new furnace? Get a free quote at alwaysplumbing.ca.
You gotta come on.
Boom, 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 boom.
Come on!
Bang, 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 bang.
Here we go.
Morning, boys.
Good morning.
Morning.
We will give you a chance to qualify for the Crazy Bins Christmas with James Prancer White today after 8 o'clock this morning.
That's
we should
right.
do another video quickly of the... I'll do that. I'll do it on my Instagram stories.
Of surprises?
Quick and dirty. I'll do that right away. If you're following me on any social media... By the way, I don't have any social media rules.
Yeah.
So if you want to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, just look me up.
So you have no rules so people can send you porn and
send
stuff?
Send lots of porn to his account.
Porn and...
Okay, couple of rules.
He specifically likes little people porn.
Actually, that's the one porn that I...
that will ruin
my day.
Wait till one of those videos show up and it's me.
That would be all right.
That would be...
We'd have to save that one and we'd do a show and rent out the Garneau Theater.
I'd give up masturbating. All right. Jimi Hendrix, it was his birthday on the weekend, I think, or would have been. I think he would have been in his 70s. He would have only been in his 70s.
Yeah.
That's insane to me. Also, this day, December 1st, 1967, he released the second studio album called Axis, Bold as Love.
The Locker Room topic of the day.
Do you have a... excuse me. Do you have a signature drink? A cocktail that you've created. 780-989-0957. Let's hear about it.
I don't. I've tried, but I just don't know what goes together. Like, what would go together, right? I don't know the flavor profiles and stuff. I do have an app, though, that you just put everything you have in your bar in, and then it tells you cocktails to make.
What's the app?
Called Cocktail Flow or something like that.
Okay.
And you literally just punch in everything you have in your bar and then it comes up with combinations. But yeah.
Okay, that's kinda, that's hilarious. The reason why I thought we could have this conversation is we were talking about... Have we talked about Yucca Flux before?
Yep.
I think I brought that up. We used to do that when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
So it was, and I don't remember the specific ingredients, but there's other names for it. Yucca Flux.
Yeah, I think you can put any sort of fruit in there that you want.
Yeah. It didn't matter what the fruit was, but I was trying to remember the booze combinations because we were having a conversation about it the other day. Back east, I was talking with people back east and they'd never heard of Yucca Flux, but they were like, oh, that's Purple Jesus. We did the same thing. Or
Purple
Jesus.
Jungle Juice is what I was going
to
say.
Yeah, there's another one. And I don't know, this might be very specific to the group that I was talking to, but they were like, oh, no, we called that Shit Mix.
Yeah, it sounds very regional.
Yes. So Yucca Flux was more of a Western Canadian thing. And we used to do it when we were kids.
Do it in a Rubbermaid container.
Well, we did it in a cooler.
Yeah, or in
like
a cooler. Yeah.
Just in a cooler with wheels on it.
Yeah.
And we would literally cut up a bunch of fruit. It was all, I remember pineapple was always in there.
Okay.
Pineapple, apples, peaches. We would just chuck it in the bottom of and fill it up about a quarter.
Yeah.
And then we just start pouring booze in it.
Yeah. It's supposed to be like whatever your leftover booze is, I think, is the idea behind it. Like people now use vodka and rum or something. But the main idea behind it was just like, you got leftover booze, throw it in there and see what happens.
I'm not exactly sure how discerning we were, to be honest with you, with the type of booze.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember it was white liquors a lot.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't remember us ever putting rye in there, but I'm positive there was rum. And I'm positive there was...
For sure vodka.
For sure there was a vodka in there. We may have put schnapps in it a couple of times. You know, like a peach schnapps or something.
Yeah.
But that was... And I thought we created it. Like, this was...
This is my thing.
But I've since been told by other people that they were doing Yucca Flux for years.
It's kind of like I remember seeing a buddy for the first time put a bottle of vodka in a watermelon. Like drilling the holes.
We did that too when we were kids.
When I was a kid, I was like, oh, that's a...
Did we create this?
The Locker Room topic of the day.
Have you created a cocktail? Do you have a signature cocktail? 780-989-0957.
I remembered I do have something.
Okay.
But it only comes out usually when I'm curling.
Okay.
Sport beer.
All right, what's the sport beer?
Gatorade and beer mixed together in a Gatorade bottle.
I remember we did the media bonds field, you were drinking that.
Because you could drink it on the ice and no one knows. They just think you're hydrating. So the tagline is sport beer, hydrate your drunk. And it actually tastes pretty good. Sounds better than Kale's. Kale, he texted in and said Crown Royal and Monster mixed together, and he calls it a redneck. That sounds awful.
The Locker Room Topic of the Day.
780-989-0957. That's our phone number. That's our text line if you're ever trying to get a hold of the show. We're talking about signature drinks. Do you have a cocktail that you have created?
Graham texted in. Beer Buster is what he calls it. 12 okay. beer, one bottle of vodka, and one can of frozen lime juice all mixed on ice.
That actually sounds pretty good. Some of those beer mixes, those beer cocktails, like you mix the beer and the Gatorade.
Yeah.
It's surprisingly good. Like I've had.
The first time I did it, we ended up like going to somebody's house that night and like making a punch bowl of it.
As you do.
When I first started drinking beer, I always used to mix it with clam.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not really your signature drink, though, because that's what every alcoholic does.
Yeah. No, that was when I didn't like the taste of beer.
That's when you know what? The guys that drink clam in their beer, they're the ones that don't get a regular meal. Like, have you ever noticed?
That's what they're eating.
That's the guy that you're concerned about where he's not getting three squares.
Yeah.
So he's like, I haven't eaten today.
Throw a little clam in there.
Judith, put some clam in my beer. I haven't had breakfast.
The Locker Room Topic of the Day.
What's your signature drink? Have you ever created a cocktail? And it doesn't necessarily have to be a cocktail. 780-989-0957. Just something alcoholic.
Troy puts a shot of vodka in with his baby duck wine and then a splash of Sprite, and he calls it a super duck.
I used to frequent when I first moved to Edmonton, and I was in that band. I was in a band called the Eddie Van Whalens, and I don't know what we always drank at this one bar.
That was your Billy Joel cover band.
We were not a Billy Joel cover band, and we used to go in there, and I used to I don't remember leaving. We'd go in, and I'd get like a couple of pints of beer, and I'd leave just gunned.
Yeah.
And I couldn't figure out why. And a couple years later, I remember talking about it. Once I threw up in the planter on the way out. I'm like, why am I so drunk? And they're like, oh, they put a shot of vodka in your beer. And I'm like, what? Is that legal?
I've been places where I've known the bartenders. I won't name any names or businesses, but where I've been leaving and they're like, by the way, I was putting vodka in your beer.
Yeah, so you've had, not only have you had 4 or 5 pints of beer, you've also had 4 or 5 ounces of alcohol.
You remember that one time we were at a bar on my birthday and I was ordering double rye and Cokes and they were putting 4 shots in?
She got fired.
Yeah.
That girl got fired because I remember saying, I don't know what's going on with Jimmy. And then they caught her. So I don't remember what happened. But I remember going to the bathroom and you were in the...
Because you asked the manager.
You were purging in the toilet. And I'm like, and Jimmy's throwing up his birthday cake already. And it's like 7.
And we got there at 5.
It's not unusual for Jimmy to be very, very drunk by 7. But he doesn't usually throw up.
But I only had 5 drinks.
This was over and above, though. This was the Jimmy on steroids.
Because usually he's been drinking all afternoon at his house, and then you pick him up. And then we get to the bar, and we're like, why are you so drunk already?
No, when we used to go to that bar, I used to gamble at the casino first and then go to the bar.
He used to come over, he used to slip over from the... And always look like he had just done something illegal.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Because he had no money left.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. I just lost my whole check. Can I borrow, hon? So I can eat this week, and then he'd buy a round.
Rum, gin, vermouth, triple sec, and 2 packs of Splenda. Call it a water berry.
We're doing signature cocktails, 780-989-0957.
Just Dave texted in and said, a cup of coffee with spiced rum in it and a spoonful of hot chocolate powder.
That sounds pretty good.
Interesting.
By the way, thank you for these. Some of them I might try.
Some of them I'm like, how did you arrive here?
The Locker Room Topic of the Day.
Have you ever created a cocktail? 780-989-0957. I wasn't sure how this would do, but clearly we have the drinkers in the Edmonton area listening to The Locker Room.
Here's one for the holidays from Henrik. Bengal spiced tea, double strength,
okay,
with rye, a spoonful of honey, and thick coffee cream.
That sounds good, too.
Not too bad, yeah.
Yeah.
That does sound really good. I like it. Keep them coming.
The Locker Room Topic of the Day.
Signature cocktails. Have you ever created something? 780-989-0957. We have sort of an interesting thing happening now. We're talking about the ones that are coming in, and then we have people texting for the recipe.
True. Jeff texted in the hedge hopper. Okay. 1 ounce of each of the following. Tequila, white rum, vodka, gin. Poured over a glass filled with crushed ice, topped up with a lime pop.
It's interesting. I can drink tequila in mixed drinks, and I can handle it. But if you put like a shot of tequila in front of me, I'll want to gag.
You know what Michaela drinks all the time because it doesn't give you a hangover? Is tequila, water, lime.
Okay.
There's some doctor did a TikTok where he's talking about like why tequila doesn't give you a bad hangover if you mix it right.
Because it's not alcohol. It's actually just a drug.
It works for her. Huh. She's got bad hangovers, and now she switched to this. If she sticks to tequila, water, lime.
Okay. You may want to have a little chat with her about Saturday. Because on Sunday, she's going to be waking up with a hangover.
The Locker Room Topic of the Day.
We're able to keep going here. 780-989-0957. What's your signature cocktail? Have you created something?
Perry does an apple pie paralyzer.
Okay.
So he uses apple pie moonshine to make his paralyzers.
Huh.
Sounds good.
You know what? The moonshine thing is becoming a bit more of a thing. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, you see it in stores and stuff. Like companies make moonshine. And,
yeah. I have noticed that. And you're seeing flavors now, right? Like the stuff that Army Chris drinks that his old man makes out in the acreage.
That's not flavored.
That's
just tastes like burning.
Yeah.
and that stuff can knock you on your...
Oh, yeah.
Keister.
Yeah, like a 2 ounce Caesar of that, and you're lit. Like, that stuff is insane.
The Locker Room Topic of the Day.
780-989-0957. We're talking about signature cocktails this morning. Have you ever created anything? We're going to wrap up.
Okay, this isn't so much of a cocktail, but it's a drinking idea.
Okay.
Dave said he, when he's getting ready for a get-together, he'll go buy a 6-pack of bottled Canada Dry ginger ale, take it home, take all the caps off, take a few ounces out of each bottle, replace that with spiced whiskey, put the caps back on, and put them in the fridge. So they're ready to go.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
He just doesn't want to be bothered with the whole idea of mixing.
Well, it's like if he's going somewhere, he's got his drinks mixed already. He keeps it all in the plastic rings still, so he can carry it around conveniently. It's all about convenience.
Yeah. Have we got any more?
We had Dewey, who said his coworker Steve mixes a 2-6 vodka with peaches or cherries. Then he lets it ferment for a month. If he mixes it with cherries, he adds sugar. If it's with peaches, he just leaves it. So he does that for a month. Lets it ferment.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a lot of scientists out there.
There is, yeah.
Good for you, everybody. Good morning, Cruz.
Okay, you bunch of boozers.
All right.
Write down this.
What's your drink?
All right, we're writing it down.
My drink, glass full of ice.
Yeah.
Shot of gin. The gin I like to use is Glendalough.
Okay.
And then wedge of fresh lime, squeeze that in there.
Yeah.
Pour cranberry, raspberry juice. Put a splash of water and a splash of ginger ale. Awesome, because you're giving your kidneys and liver a working, and you're still healing them with the cranberry raspberry juice.
I like your thinking.
And you won't get And you won't get scurvy because you got the lime in there.
Listen, you got all your bases covered. Have you got a and name for this drink?
Ratty.
The Ratty. And what's your name?
Yeah. Rob.
Rob. I appreciate the Rob Ratty.
Yeah.
We might try that. That sounds very festive, too.
Okay, yes. And also, if you want to change it up, instead of the gin, you put in vodka.
Okay.
And instead of ginger ale, you put in Sprite.
Okay, it sounds like when you're out of gin, Rob, you put vodka in it.
Oh, you're never out of gin and never out of vodka.
You're in the locker room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
This is a very entertaining story. Grant, give us the details. It's in the UK, right?
Yeah, in the UK, they have some big winter storms right now. And, it's bad there. I lived in the UK when they had the most snow in 20 years. And, things are shut down.
It's like Vancouver.
Even worse, because they don't have...
Like, if Vancouver gets a centimeter of snow, it's Armageddon.
I think they had, one snowplow in London.
Yeah.
The trains couldn't run. Literally, it was like that movie Snow Day. It was filmed here, actually.
Yeah.
We were having snowball fights in the streets because there was no cars or anything. So in the UK, they got 3 feet of snow. And these pub goers, these people were at this... It was an inn with a pub.
Yeah.
They got stranded there. And they've been there. Well, they're out. They got out last night, but they stayed in this pub.
Like 4 days, right?
For 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't go anywhere.
They had the press calling them.
Yeah. A lot of them wanted to stay longer.
Yeah.
The worst part, though, was they were stuck in there.
This is the nightmare.
Yeah, this is terrible. They were stuck in there with an Oasis cover band. So it snows. You get stuck in a pub. The beer's good,
yeah,
but you're listening on repeat because they think they're entertaining you. You know, you're stuck there.
Yeah.
For 3 days, an Oasis cover band called Noasis.
Let's hear Wonderwall one more time.
I said maybe.
Okay, everyone sing along.
Save me. You know, I don't mind Oasis. Champagne Supernova is a pretty good song.
I can't stand Oasis.
I don't mind them. But I can't think of a worse cover band to be stuck with. Just listening to listening to a cover band trying to do the accents and the hair and...
You know, I think my favorite would be the Eddie Van Halens.
Okay, no, listen, seriously.
U2 would be bad.
Oh my God, U2 would be...
I've never seen a U2 cover band.
Oasis is worse, though.
Are they?
Yeah. So who's got a worse cover band to be stuck in a... Oof. The problem with Oasis, and here's what it is, everyone thinks they can do this song.
Yeah, everyone. Well, it's the first song anyone learns on guitar other than Smoke on the Water.
And then you learn Wonderwall.
And you go and
then
to you try to impress the girls.
Then you think you're a musician. And then you put a video up on YouTube.
I'm running a montage of the worst Wonderwall covers. I'm trying to think, and it's unfortunate that they're both from that part of the world, but U2 would be bad.
Somebody trying to do Bono. U2 would be so annoying. I still think, unless somebody can beat it, 780-989-0957, you're stranded in a pub in the middle of nowhere with a cover band. What's the worst cover band you can be stranded with? All right? Let's see if we can come up with something worse than Oasis. Someone.
Cruise FM.
So these guys are in the UK. They get 3 feet of snow. They get stranded at an inn with a pub in it.
Yeah.
And that weekend, there is an Oasis cover band. So they're all just sitting around in the pub drinking, and these guys are playing Wonderwall nonstop. I said that's the worst cover band to be stranded with.
A lot of the texts we're getting, we were saying, what would be worse? Or just people don't like bands, and they're saying that would be because they don't like their music. But, I like Oasis. I don't mind them, but I think an Oasis cover band would be horrible.
Yeah.
Because that would be really annoying.
Yes.
We get a text about the Eagles... Any band with a harmonica, Queen would be bad.
Because
the guy would be trying to do Freddie Mercury.
If you're trapped with a guy that thinks he can play harmonica, that's a long week.
Rush cover band.
Okay, maybe Rush. Thank you. Okay, I knew we would come up with something worse.
But that's just because you don't like Rush.
There's something worse that someone texted in.
Okay.
Cover of Yoko Ono.
There you go. Yoko Ono cover band.
Garth Brooks.
Duran Duran.
A Garth Brooks cover band wouldn't be very good. ABBA. Trooper.
A Trooper cover.
Bon Jovi. Nickelback. Duran Duran. Henrik says his skinny uncle, the Elvis impersonator. A Stones cover band.
Okay, listen, that's my next project. I'm going to start a Trooper cover band. We're going to tour Northern Alberta.
This is the Grant Report with Grant Johnson.
So a big protest planned this weekend at the West Edmonton Mall. I don't know if you've heard about it, but there's this little person who is planning an anti-mask rally at the mall. And he says if security say anything to him, he's going to zip tie them and buy what he needs for the holidays. Now, in response to these threats that have been put online, the mall has put out a statement saying they are prepared for Saturday. They also released some of the steps that they are taking to ensure that you are safe while you're shopping. So work has begun to mobilize the Navy. Those things include weaponizing the sea lions with laser beams attached to their heads, restoring the pirate ship cannons to working order, putting the sub back in the lagoon to make their patrols, teaching karate to the lifeguards at the water park, and they're also preparing the bomb squad. Those are the pigeons that fly around the roof of the Ice Palace. As an added precaution for Saturday's protest, they have taken Lego from the Lego store and spread it at every single entrance. So you'll be safe on Saturday when you go to do your Christmas shopping. The Grant Report is brought to you by the Locker Room Merchandise. This time we actually have a promo code. This is real. Just go to our website, click any of the links on our social media, and enter Locker Room 15 to save on your glory hole shirt today.
You're in the Locker Room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
Jimmy doesn't get invited to a lot of shindigs. So this
I think the only shindigs I'm ever invited to that I'm not stripping at are at your house.
Yeah. You don't really have that kind of...
You got a big friend group, don't you? Your movie group?
Yeah, but they don't...
Yeah, but we do it on Zoom. There's not a lot of...
I remember you had that backyard shindig.
Where I brought the wine.
You brought the homemade wine and nearly killed everyone.
Yeah, there was...
Yeah, don't bring... Your toilet
is that
wine
your question
we
here.
We don't need that.
Should you make wine for the party?
Should I make wine for the party?
What's your question?
What should I bring? Like, what's something that I should bring to this party?
Well, you know, when we go to a friend's place and they're making dinner or whatever, we usually try to bring a bottle of wine or something, right? Like,
yeah, okay, but then when you talk about bottle, what's a good bottle of wine? Usually, I buy, you know, if it's more than $10, I don't buy it. So.
What
classifies as a good wine, or what's a way of telling that it's good?
Really, we're starting here, eh?
Okay, you said something before about cork.
Okay.
That it shouldn't be in a box.
Yeah. Here's what I would do, because you need to get on the good side of my wife.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because she's already mad at me and I'm not even there yet.
Well, hold on. Why is she mad at you right now?
Oh, because she knows how drunk I'm going to get.
Oh.
She she hates drunk Jimmy.
No, she's not. I don't think she's mad before you get there. She'll be mad when you show up drunk, yeah. Which is usually the case.
I'll only be two beer in.
And she's not mad at you. She's mad at us.
She gets a little annoyed with Jimmy when he starts repeating himself.
Yeah.
And telling the same story six times.
Yeah.
It's how I am.
Yeah.
It's how the two of us are around each other that annoys my wife.
Yeah.
Right? So, anyway, here's what I would do. She likes Prosecco.
Yeah.
That's,
Baby Duck.
It's not... Stop it, Grant. You are not helping. Prosecco is... If you make champagne, you have to. If you can call it champagne, you have to be from that region. So, if it's not champagne, they call it Prosecco.
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
Champagne's from France.
Yeah,
yeah.
So she likes a sparkling
white wine
kind of a thing. So I would get her a bottle, and that stuff's actually not very expensive.
It's not.
Is that something that you get out of the? Is that a cooler thing?
Comes in a box.
It comes in a box.
First off, you have to stop a grin. You have to shop somewhere other than Stony Plain Road. You know, a liquor store in Stony Plain Road is probably not going to have Prosecco.
Stony Pond Road.
I'll take you somewhere. We'll figure it out. But if you show up with a bottle of Prosecco, you're getting on the right side of my wife.
Yes.
That's a good start.
Less chance of
outside
being
of that, we're covering
out in the first hour.
We're covering all the food and everything like that. Like, I don't need you guys to bring anything.
We just have to buy tickets.
Yeah.
There's a 50
scuba. Scuba said it's $15 a plate.
Money's going to the host.
Yeah.
You're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
Game over, man. Game over. What are we going to do now?
That story about the robots.
Oh, yeah.
Reproducing.
I knew that would terrify you.
That's next level. Come on.
Yeah, it's
What was the other thing about the skin?
Well, it's the world's first living robots, and scientists say they can now reproduce.
It's over.
I don't know how to pronounce it.
Xenobots.
Xenobots. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they used the heart and skin stem cells from an African clawed frog. They can move and they can self-heal. And now they're saying they can reproduce. They can self-replicate.
Okay. If this isn't... Like, this is the beginning. This is the...
This literally is the end of humanity.
This is... You know what? The beginning of Terminator.
Yeah, they can just keep... And these things just keep self-replicating. They're actually crawling, like, out of, like, their petri dishes into other ones, finding other ones, and replicating each other.
It's over! It's over! It's time now. Like, I mean, find a bunker.
Yeah.
Find a friend with a bunker.
Find a den of sadness.
It's time for me to patch up my relationship with Stan Steele. Because he's my only hope. Sam, let's go for coffee.
Right.
You're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
Good morning, Cruise. What is your name?
My name is Kelly.
Kelly, would you like to play The Locker Room presents James Prancer White's Crazy Bits Christmas?
Sure, what the hell? Let's do it.
Kelly,
yeah.
Guess one item that we bought.
There was, I do believe, an iPod case.
Nice work.
Well brother. Done.
Nice work. You all qualified.
Right. All right, thanks.
We're going to make your Christmas special.
You can just gift out all these things once you win them.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait.
In The Locker Room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
Who are we calling here?
I don't know their name.
Oh, it's a new texter?
His wife loves Jimmy and wants to know how big his wiener is.
You reach Chris. Leave me a message.
Chris.
Thank you.
After leaving a message, you can hang up or press pound for more options.
Chris, you can tell your wife that Jimmy's hammer is normal sized.
Yeah.
Normal human people size.
Yeah, what's the average? Four inches?
Maybe for you.
I thought it was 5 or 6. Isn't that the normal?
Let's see. I'll Google it. Average penis size.
I think it's
America.
6, isn't it? Or 6 strong.
Average penis size, 3.6 inches when stretched out.
Okay, what about when erect?
I think that's what it means by stretched out.
Erect penis length is 5.16 inches.
Wow, I feel sorry for you guys. All right, this message is probably a lot longer than you wanted.
Yeah,
yes.
You can tell your wife.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah.
Once we accidentally had a GoPro on his head. Anyway, it's a long story.
He went to the bathroom forgetting the GoPro was on. You were editing the footage later.
Although I will say this, Jimmy does benefit from the reverse. Everything looks smaller on the on a barn door.
Right, like a plane looks small going into the Grand Canyon sort of idea. Is that what you're...
Yes.
Okay, this is a really long message for his voicemail.
Yeah, he's going to enjoy this today.
Jimmy used to work in the crops. Corn is low in price. He's down on his latte stuff. So tough. Janice works the beer store all day. Working for her son, he drinks all her pay, that's love. But she's done.
This is a true story.
She said,
no, it's not.
Move out for me.
to want
bag milk. Bag milk. Bag milk.
Oh, I smell
bag milk.
And I'm hungry like
bag milk. I like having bag milk on the day of the game, so yeah, we can preview the matchup that's happening this evening. We got Pittsburgh in town. Bag milk, thanks for joining us today, my friend.
Thanks for having me, as always.
We should we be concerned about the game tonight?
I don't. Are you talking about the COVID thing?
Well, the COVID thing about the fact
the
that
Oilers' defense,
the Oilers' defense is
kind of plays into the COVID thing, I guess.
Plays into the COVID conversation. Pittsburgh is starting to roll. Crosby's starting to feel. Here's what I predict, and I shouldn't be doing this, but maybe I should because then I'll jinx them. Sidney loves playing these games with great players, right? You know, when he's got something to prove, he proves it. And I have a feeling he's going to come in tonight and score like 7 goals.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right about Crosby. Like, he loves going in games against the best of the best. And there's no one better in the league right now than Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. So,
yeah,
it's going to be one of those ones where he steps up. And to Grant's point, the Oilers defense is missing 4 of their 6 starters.
Yeah.
Yesterday, if people don't know about the COVID thing, Cody Ceci got thrown into the COVID protocol, meaning he won't play tonight. We're already missing Darnell Nurse. We're missing Duncan Keith. We're missing Slater Cuckoo. So there's a lot of guys that are having to fight above their weight class. So could this be a night where the Oilers struggle? Maybe, especially with the Penguins team that's starting to turn around. Maybe. But then again, at the same point, I was nervous about Saturday's game against Vegas. I thought that Vegas was going to throw everything they had at the Oilers, and they ended up doing that. But the boys played well enough to pull out a big win. So
Koskinen played well.
Yeah.
Koskinen played very well. And on a night when neither Connor nor Leon got a point, they got goals from guys that needed to get going, and Nuge, Hyman, and Puljujarvi. So nervous? I'm not nervous. This Oilers team is more resilient than I think we probably give them credit for, but yeah, they're going to have to play at their best to get past the Penguins, because you're right. Crosby likes to play in these big games, and going up against Connor, Wednesday night hockey, they're the late game tonight.
Especially since Crosby kind of feels like he's a forgotten man right now in the NHL. Like, you don't.
Yeah,
he's not in your face like he used to be. The NHL doesn't promote him like they used to anymore.
That's why I'm worried about tonight's game.
Yeah.
Because he's going to, I bet you, that's what I'm predicting. And again, I'm cheering for the Oilers, but I'm predicting that Crosby's going to have like just a breakthrough night.
And it just against the Oilers specifically, it always seems like Crosby does something ridiculous.
Yeah, and I think they're also a little bit frustrated from the game the other night in Calgary, where there was very little scoring, and then they ended up losing that one in the shootout. Is CeCe getting enough credit for what he's brought to the table this season? Because
he's been really quietly good.
Yeah.
I was one of those people when he got signed, is kind of a fill-in for Adam Larson, who obviously left to Seattle. Mm-hmm. I was nervous about it, but to his credit, I think Cody Ceci's kind of calmed a lot of that down. He's been steady. A lot of the yips that he almost had in when he was playing in Toronto and Ottawa don't seem to be in his game anymore. Maybe that's just a product of him being a little bit of an older guy now. He's in the back. He's in his late 20s now. He's been in the league. He's getting some at-bats in, but he's been quietly good, and I think that having him out of the lineup tonight, because like I said, he's in COVID protocol now, is going to be a big loss for the Oilers. Nima Leinen is going to get a chance with his first NHL game, but I mean, when you're missing 4 of your top 6, it's concerning, especially when one of those guys is Cody Ceci, and he's playing very well.
Is there an outside chance, though, that Duncan might actually make an appearance tonight? Because he's sort of on the verge, right?
He's listed as day-to-day, but you know, with an old man like that, the old body takes time sometimes.
Isn't
he the same age as you?
That's right. That's what I mean. I know exactly how this goes.
Speaking of that, where are we at with Smith?
That is the million-dollar question now.
What happened to him?
He played 2.5 games and we haven't seen him since. And he was listed as day to day. And then that turned into week to week. And then last week there was rumors about potentially having to get surgery. Those got squashed a little bit. They're targeting a mid-December return.
Okay.
That's the latest news.
Huh.
But, you know, like I said, it's gone day to day, week to week, and now he's been out months. So I have no idea what's going on with Mike Smith. Again, a guy that's similar age to me. I get it. I get it. Yeah. I threw my back out getting out of the shower, so I understand how this goes.
Bruins fans, for some reason, hate Jake DeBrusque. So there's that conversation again about him being traded and the Oilers name. I mean, obviously, with his connection to Edmonton. Yep. Yeah, there's obviously the conversation about him coming to the Oilers. Why do Bruins fans hate him so much?
He's just, so when you look at Jake DeBrusque, he's gone from being almost a 30-goal scorer in 2018-19. He had 27 goals that year, down to 19 to 5 last year, and he's only got 3 in 18 games this year. So he's just not playing at the level that they expect from him. Mm-hmm. And this past week, he requested a trade. He thinks maybe a change of scenery will help his career out. I get why the Oilers would be interested in him. Obviously, he's a hometown kid. That kind of story plays out well here. Just look at what's going on with Stuart Skinner. But what I don't know is that Edmonton is the place for a guy who's for a reclamation project. I don't know if they're there right now. They need to win now. They can't trade for a guy who's making $3+ million that's kind of spinning his wheels. Who might turn around, not to mention doing it in your hometown. It just adds an extra layer of pressure that I just don't think he needs right now. And over above that, I don't know how the math works. The Oilers are pushed right up against the cap. They would have to send out like a Cassian type or something to make this work. And I don't know that they want to do that.
Well, I don't want to lose Cassian. I like Cass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although he's, speaking of the back end of your career, how old's Cassian?
He's got to be pitching 30 at this point, I think. Yeah, he just turned 30 in January, so he'll be 31 in January.
All right, round the horn. We'll do predictions for the game tonight. Grant, we'll start with you. I think it's going to be a lights out.
Well, you know that I've like always been a Penguins fan first.
That's why foremost. I started with you.
So I'm going to go 3-2 Penguins.
3-2,
I also want to use this time to give a shout-out to Claude and Brendan Lemieux, who we've become the first father-son combo to both be suspended for biting in the NHL.
Good call.
Yep.
Good call.
You don't see that often.
That's very significant.
You don't see a father-son biting duo.
Yeah, that never happens.
First time.
All right, I will predict a Pittsburgh win tonight, 7-6.
Wow.
Jimmy?
4-2 for the Oil.
Okay, and Bag Milk?
I'm going 4-2 Oil, too. Me and Jimmy, we're sticking together on this one.
There we go.
Jimmy very rarely contributes to the conversation. And actually brought a score that might work.
There we go.
Right? It wasn't like 42-7 or something. All right, Bag Milk, Oilers Nation, thanks for your time today.
Thanks for having me, boys.
You've been listening to the Locker Room Podcast. Not the kind of threesome you would wish for, but it's probably going to be the only threesome you'll ever get.
Brought to you by Always Plumbing and Heating.
Catch the show live weekday mornings on 95.7 Cruise FM.